Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we give you practical approaches and actionable tactics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey. I'm a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, and currently a team development workshop facilitator and executive education adjunct professor. Today, I am proud to present and dive into a topic that has helped me get to where I am today and has helped others get to where they are today, but is often abandoned on our road through adulthood. Today, we're going to dive into the unconventional wisdom that is the children's mindset and how it applies to leadership. Curiosity. Reclaiming that childlike wonder, being able to see things in a whole new world, ask big questions, and follow your what if or how might we's so that you can achieve success, so that you can achieve well-being, so that you can follow your curiosity to wherever it may lead to get the outcome that you want. Focusing on curiosity, it's not just a fundamental trait. It can be a process. It can be an adaptation to how you lead. So we're going to explore how this childlike curiosity drives learning and innovation, the power of boundless imagination and creativity that children naturally embody, and how it applies to leadership. And I'm going to discuss a resource with you so that you can have a practical guide to following your curiosity. My good friend and colleague, Van Leeuwenhoek, wrote a book called What If Pigs Can Fly? A practical guide to follow your curiosities to achieve impractical possibilities. Highly recommend this book and the work that goes along with it as a way to unlock the power of curiosity, ignite your sense of wonder so that you can pursue new possibilities. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. Curiosity isn't merely a trait. It is the propulsion system of human advancement. Curiosity has helped fuel and helped us achieve leaps and bounds of movement forward in scientific discovery, in art, in music. It's what fuels us to move forward, to progress, to push our boundaries. However, as we grow, as we get into adulthood, we become bound and constrained by societal pressures that will often dull the vibrance of curiosity. We need to be able to prioritize efficiency. We need to adhere to frameworks. We need to follow the rules, follow the lines, color inside the lines. We start to lose a sense of curiosity and wonder when we're kids. When you were a child, have you ever colored a tree purple and got told, no, trees aren't purple, trees are green and brown? What about silver maple trees? Have you ever colored a sky that's orange with blue underneath, and got told, no, that's not how the skies look? Well, what about sunset over the Pacific Ocean? We start to dull sense of curiosity as we get into education, as we get into the formal processes of becoming an adult, where we bind ourselves into frameworks and processes. And then we just go into repetitive states of how this is done, status quo. This is how we do it. This is how we did it. And we lose that ability to ask, how might we? Or what if we? Dot, dot, dot. So for leaders, being able to reignite this dormant curiosity in yourself, being able to reignite this dormant curiosity for your team is crucial if you want to foster innovation, if you want creative problem solving to occur. You've got to create space for people to be curious. And you may be asking yourself, okay, well, what are the benefits of curiosity, especially as they're exemplified by children? You know, children's unbridled curiosity is a testament to the transformative power of the inquisitive mindset. I remember taking my youngest daughter, actually all of my kids, when I had one-on-one time with them when they were toddlers, we'd go for walks. And I can remember the time during these walks that they would stop and look at everything. They'd squat down in the side of a road to get a better look at a dandelion. Or they would hear something and they would look up in a tree to get a better look at the bird that was chirping. Or they'd hear rustling in the leaves and take a look and want to know what that is. And as a parent, you're saying, oh, no, get back on path. No, let's keep walking. No, let's keep moving. What if we embrace that? What if we went back to that idea of seeing things through different perspective and shifting our perspective and following what's happening along the way? So, despite the clear paths that benefits give, right, we have an inquisitive mindset, which leads us to want to learn, which bleeds into a growth mindset, which is the belief of the possibility of development and learning and being able to persevere through effort and persistence. In organizations, when you embrace curiosity, you can lay the foundation for continual innovation, to foster collaborative team dynamics, to drive sustained improvement. All of these positive things can come from the idea of allowing your team and yourself time and space to ask what if, or how might we, or what if this changed. It encourages leaders and teams to venture beyond the familiar. Curiosity encourages us to challenge the status quo and seek novel solutions. But the barriers to curiosity that are out there, how do we overcome them like children do? So think about time with your children. They may not know what's right, what's wrong, what's yes, what's no. We teach them that. And, outside of safety and safety violations, they see things differently. They don't know their restrictions. They push past them. Anyone who's ever saw a child learning to walk, you know that wobble. You know that first time that they let go and then they fall. And then they start crying. It may not be because they're hurt. It's because of the unexpected outcome. But they don't stop. They get back up. They try again. They figure it out. Despite the clear benefits, the path to maintaining curiosity is often, it's obstructed by fear of failure as an adult, of complacency, of rigid thinking. Barriers that children naturally navigate with remarkable resilience. Children will overcome those barriers because they don't see them. How can we erase those barriers as adults so that they don't exist anymore? Children's approach to curiosity is unhampered by the fear of making mistakes. It highlights the importance of creating a safe environment for you and your team to be able to push past that fear of and move into what could be on the other side of this challenge we're getting ready to take on. What positives could exist if we overcome what's in front of us? So overcoming complacency, it often involves embracing the childlike wonder of excitement for new discoveries, pushing yourself past that fear point to move into continuous learning and growth. Combating rigid thinking requires adopting flexibility and open-mindedness. You've got to be able to be unafraid of questions, establish norms, challenge the status quo. So by observing and learning the curiosity-driven world of children, leaders can cultivate an environment that not only nurtures curiosity, but also actively dismantles the barriers that stand in its way, so that you have a culture now of creativity, a culture of innovation, and a culture of resilience and continuous learning. And the start of that is curiosity. So consider the transformative journey that you're on when you're pursuing curiosity. It's not a straightforward path. It's going to have ups and downs. But that's where you learn, you try, you fail, you learn, you try, you fail, you learn, you try, you succeed. And then that cycle starts over again. So the pursuit is often the beginning in the simplicity of childhood wonder. It can lead to profound changes in how we approach our passions, how we approach our careers, how we embody the power of curiosity can reshape our lives. So for me, this started when I wanted more from my life. I was no longer fulfilled at work 100%. I was no longer completely satisfied with the work I was doing. I was pegged out in my career. And I asked myself, what if I could take the best parts of my job and do those more often? Well, I was constrained at work because I had other responsibilities. Don't we all? So I decided to start my own company. What if I started my own leadership and team development company where I was able to help people grow, where I was able to help people reach their aha moments, where I was able to help teams come together? Because that's the best part of my job as a leader at my full-time job. But I don't get to do that because I get caught into the administrative duties and the other duties, those things that pop up. So what if I just solely focused on being able to help teams become more collaborative, cohesive, communicate more clearly? And that took shape. I had no idea what I was doing. I had to go through the rigmarole of paperwork and filing and what's my niche and what's my vision and who's my target audience and all of that. But that was the fun, the pursuit. And for all of the work that goes into to the social media posting and the marketing and the client phone calls and the rejection after rejection and the ghosting and to be in that moment, to be in that room with that team of people, with that group of leaders, and to facilitate a workshop that leaves them better than when we started, that helped them pick up a new tool to help them understand themselves better, to help them understand the teams they work better, to know how to cultivate psychological safety. All of that other work didn't feel like work to me. And now I'm in this role that's totally fulfilling. That was the power of following my curiosity and asking the question, what if I could take the best parts of my job and only focus on those? Which actually led me to meeting Vaughn, the author of the book, What If Pigs Can Fly? Vaughn and I met through LinkedIn. We built a collegial relationship. We've worked together and collaborated, and that led us both to asking the question, what if we could take the program that her company started, Leadership Canvas, and bring it to the East Coast so that we could impact more people in a positive way, so we could infuse creativity in a positive manner? We asked ourselves that question and developed a partnership from there. You'll never know where following your curiosity may take you, but you have to start. So Vaughn's book, What If Pigs Can Fly? A Practical Guide to Follow Your Curiosities to Achieve Impractical Possibilities. It's a compelling guide that divides the journey into four parts, from reigniting your curiosity to making it a central part of your life. And you'll hear the story of how her family got started. No spoilers here. You've got to buy the book. For leaders, this book and its exercises, its worksheets, its activities that it contains are invaluable resources. They'll help you foster an environment where questioning is encouraged. You'll learn how to ask better questions. You'll learn how to set your goals and get on that path to explore what's beyond the norm. So to start your journey of curiosity, visit worksmartadvantage.com/whatifpigscanfly for Vaughn's book and accompanying workbook. worksmartadvantage.com/whatifpigscanfly. Here you'll find not just the guidance, but you'll also find a community eager to dive in to the vast possibilities of curiosity and what it also helps unveil. If you want a quick start to begin unlocking your curiosity, I want to give you a few actionable tactics that you can take. One, ask powerful questions. So encourage asking open-ended questions that stimulate curiosity and provoke deeper thought. How might we? What if? Embrace a growth mindset. Foster a growth mindset that views challenges as opportunities for learning and development. Push yourself past your comfort zone. Push yourself into the growth zone. Think about that child who's learning to walk, who gets up and gets up and gets up. Foster that growth mindset of, I can do it. I've got to learn how and adapt. Also, you want to encourage exploration and experimentation. So you want to create a safe space for exploration and experimentation where failure is seen as a natural part of the learning process. This goes back to brainstorming activities, divergent thinking activities, bringing people together where they're just throwing out all ideas at first, and then you can work on convergence. But you want to recognize and give them that space to use their voice, to throw things out, and the resources that go with it. Dry erase boards with markers, mind mapping material, asynchronous software that people can work on and work from and contribute to. And the last one is a big one. You want promoting diversity and inclusion. So following your curiosity, embracing this idea of what if, goes hand in hand with embracing diversity and inclusion so that you can get a different thought, different perspective, different look at things, because people think differently, they have different experiences, and they bring different skills to the table. Honor those. Recognize that different viewpoints can spark curiosity and innovation. So by asking powerful questions that are open-ended, embracing a growth mindset, and creating spaces for experimentation, you as a leader will be able to cultivate a culture of curiosity. This not only drives innovation, but it also brings teams closer together, bonds them together, makes them more cohesive, and then you'll be able to achieve the seemingly impossible. So I invite you to embrace your curiosity as a guiding force in your life, as a guiding force in your work. Go back to when you were a kid. The entire world was yours to wonder and wander. Let's approach each day with a sense of wonder. Let's approach each day eager to explore new ideas and follow our curiosities. Thanks for tuning in to the Leadership Decoded podcast here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you liked today's episode, saw value in it, save it, share it with your fellow leaders across all of our social media channels. We want to hear from you. Leave us a review, give us a rating, leave us a comment, or send in your leadership question. We're here to serve you so that you can lead at your very best. And if you're a small to mid-sized company who's growing, who's developing leaders, who's focusing on building positive team dynamics, I want to work with you. I have research-backed, evidence-based team development workshops that are highly engaging and infused with creativity. They will help you achieve the success that you're looking for. Please link up with me on LinkedIn at Dr. Will Ramey, or you can reach out to me at will@onastacks.com. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.